Turning on the microphone. Today's daf is Pei Tes. We are up to three lines from the top. It goes like this. The Mishnah said, "The Mokim Shnagel Lama Begasa." If the custom is to measure with a bigger measuring cup, then you can't use a small one, because then you're going to have to, it's going to rip off the seller, because it's going to have to throw in a bit extra for each one. And similarly, if it's the custom is to use a small one, then you cannot use a big one, because then it rips off the buyer, because he doesn't get as many achrayas. And similarly, we said in the Mishnah, the Vegoimer, or the Chulu business, is that if the custom is that when you get a cup, you flatten it out, you get a flat cup, then you can't heap it. And if the custom is to heap it, then you can't flat it. And this, we're going to say, this means not just... It doesn't mean you can just do the different custom and pay a different price. It means that you have to do it according to the standard practice. Okay, there's a simon over here. Let's skip the simon. Tana Rabbanon. Minayin she'ein mochkin amokim shagoichim and goichim amokim shemochkin. How do I know that you're not allowed to flatten it in a place where they heap it, and you're not allowed to heap it in the place where they flatten it? Talmud Leimar, eifa shlema. It has to be, so shlema implies complete, but sort of not more than complete. Yeah, it's not a penny more, not a penny less. It's got to be exactly completing the, so the eifa is the shear, not a bit, not any more, not any less. So exactly what everyone's accustomed to. And what about if somebody says, you know what? Normally the custom is to heap it, but I'm going to flatten it and give him less. I'm the moicher, yeah. So I want to give him less. I'll give him a discount, yeah, because he's getting less lapoil. He gets buys a cup of sugar, yeah, and he fills up the, normally you're supposed to fill up the cup heaped, and he wants to make it flat, and he'll give him a discount, so then he won't be ripped off. You still have any goyish makach shemerkin, all the way around. The lekeach says, you know what, I want to get more, I'm going to heap it, and the custom is to flatten it. I'll pay extra for the extra stuff I'm getting. She'ein shemen lo, you can't do it, we don't listen. Talmud lomar, eifa shlema, v'tzedeki alach. It has to be from the extra word v'tzedek. He's saying, what's the extra word? It could have just said shlema. If it's full and complete measure, then that's good. What's for tzedek and righteous? So it means that you can't trade it even if you want to. Yeah, as the also Rashbam explains, that we're worried about a cheat who will either do it without paying the extra little, no one, people won't realize, or someone won't realize what the custom is, because somebody else watching will see it being done the other way to what's normal, and he'll think that that's normal, because he won't know what the custom is, and he'll end up paying too much, or giving too little, or etc. So therefore, if that's the custom, you got to do it that way. Don't make any dreidlach and lead people to any kind of misdemeanors. So that's what the extra word tzedek. Tana Rabbanon, a similar thing. So we learned in the Mishnah, we talked about hachra, that when you're at the weighing time, yeah? So we talked about there was two points at which you can put extra. One is at the weighing, to put an extra bit onto the scales. And the other bit was that when you're finished and you package up, you throw in a bit extra, yeah? So machriya means that when you put it on the scales, you put a bit extra meat onto the sides and weigh it down a bit. And ma'ayin means it's ayin ba'ayin, like we said, that it's exactly when you're weighing it, you weigh it exact, and then you just chuck in a little bit extra at the end. So, and there's different customs of what you do, how do you make it to make sure that you're not underselling. So how do I know that in the place where the custom is to do a hachra, that you can't say, no, I'm going to do it ayin ba'ayin, or in the place where the custom is to do it ayin ba'ayin, you can't say, I'm going to do it b'achra, and you cannot deviate from the custom of the place. Talmud Lomar, again, Evan Shlema. So Evan is a weight. That's what you use to weigh the scale down. It's the same idea as the Eifa, which is measurement. Evan is the weight. Minayin Shimomar. What if somebody says, I want to be different? I'm going to pay less money. I'm not going to give an extra bit. I'm not going to make a hachra, put in an extra, but I'll give him a discount. Or the buyer wants to have a hachra when he's weighing it. So he wants to put on extra when the custom is not to. And he'll pay a bit extra for the extra bit that he's getting. You can't do it. Again, the extra word vatzedek is to tell you that you have to make sure that righteousness happens, and it shouldn't mislead anybody for future transactions. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Sura, still on the theme of measurements. Rabbi Yehuda from Sura says, Lo yil lecha b'veischa. So the pasuk goes like this: Lo yil lecha b'veischa even v'oven gedola uketana. Yeah. So he says like this: Lo yil lecha b'veischa. You won't have anything in your house. So it's like a punishment. Yeah, you'll have nothing in your house. Ma tam, why would a person come to a situation where he's punished and he doesn't have anything in his house, any money, any anything? Mishum eifa. It's mishum eifa v'eifa. Because if his eifa is not just, he doesn't have the measures and he cheats on his measurements, the punishment is la yil lecha b'veischa. You put the comma over there, you won't get anything. Similarly, la yil lecha b'kischa, the rest of the pasuk goes even v'oven. Yeah. So what does it mean? La yilecha v'kischa. You won't have anything in your wallet. So a person with nothing in their wallet is known as broke. Yeah. So why will it be that a person comes to be broke? Matam mishum even v'oven. Because if his weighing things are not just and not and he's cheating, so his punishment is that he won't have any money in his wallet. Aval, what should you do? Even shleim of tzedek yilecha. You should have a complete and righteous weight, and eifa shleimah tzedek yilecha, you should have a complete and righteous measurement, and then you will live happily ever after. Good morning. Well, we can but hope. Okay, we're on Pei Tes, and it's how many lines? Right?
10 lines in from the
10 lines in from the wide lines, approximately. Towards the end of the line, we have a ton of Rabbanon, a bit further up from where your finger is. There's a few ton of Rabbanons floating around. So
there's
one.
Parentheses there.
The parentheses, the word lawyer is in parentheses.
The last okay. Word in the line is Malach.
Yeah, he's got it. Okay. So it says, Yielach. This talks about both the measurements. So either way, the measurements, you have to have correct and just measurements and correct and just weights. Yielach. So the Brisa learns the Pasuk, Yielach. Milamed, how do you make sure that you have them? So it's like a command to Bezdin. Yeah? So Bezdin is commanded to make sure that the people, that the city has good measures. Shemamidim agardamin, I guess it's a policeman or the ACCC, sorry?
Memoneh.
Funny, the word guard comes into it.
The guard. Yeah, it's like the ACCC, I think, or not, what it's called, or consumer affairs, you know.
Whatever.
Limidos, to ensure that people are using the correct measures. When they sell a pound, it's a pound, and a liter is a liter. However, we don't set guards there to keep prices. Yeah, I mean, if you want to charge more, we don't force retailers to have fixed pricing. You can charge whatever you want. The Rashbam explains, very interesting, that even if somebody wants to charge more than what the normal price of something is, let him, because other people will charge less, and all the customers will go where it's cheaper, and the guy who's overcharging is not going to have any business, so he's going to have to, in other words, market forces will keep the price in line, competition will keep the prices in line anyway. You don't need to have a policeman standing there checking whether he's overcharging or not.
Definitely. That's like the falafel shop in Sfas. There were 3 falafel shops in one busy shopping centre.
And they kept the prices down.
Two at night, 2 were empty completely, 1 had chocolate block.
Because it was cheaper.
Yep.
The falafels were made of stones.
No, good quality. Good quality.
Okay, so that's the idea. The Venusia, in the house of the Nossi, they decided, Ukimu Agardamin, this was in Bovel, they put Agardamin Ben Lemis Ben Lestrayim. So the Brisa said, we impose watchdogs to check that people haven't got dodgy measuring things, because that's crookery if you do it. But we don't force people to keep to a price. But the Benicia did. They made people, you know, if petrol's $1.20 a litre, they didn't let you charge $1.21.
Interesting that they used the word Nicia, not the other one, the Reish Galusa.
Yeah, I don't know who the Benicia is. But it was definitely in Bobo, because Shmuel's coming into the picture.
You're saying it's exactly the same.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Well, the Chastan, Renachem was Chastan the Benicia, so he's called the Benicia as well. Huh? Is Amale Shmuel Lekarna. So Shmuel sold Karna. Karna is the name of a Moira. Puk Tani Lahu, go and teach them the Brisa. That Mamidim Agardim in the Midas, Vein Mamidim Agardim Shardim. That the policeman that they've got for the Midas is fine, but they shouldn't have policemen trying to enforce price fixed, you know, government regulated pricing. Is Nafak Dorish Lahu, so he was a Chacham, and he didn't listen. He went out and he taught them, Mamidim Agardim in Bein Limid is Bein Lashiorim. So Shmuel told him, go and teach them this. And he went and taught them that, because he didn't agree with Shmuel. And so Shmuel says to him, Mar Shmecha Karna, what's your name? Karna? Typically, Karna Be'enei. You should get a horn. Karna sounds like a horn, yeah? You should get a horn poked in your eye. Or from your eye, a horn should come out. It's Nafik Le'Karna Be'enei, so a horn came out of his eye. I suspect this isn't like a literal thing.
Probably,
he probably had an eye ache or something. I'll call upon him, don't mess with Shmuel, right? The Eo command Sovar. So when he went and didn't listen to Shmuel, Shmuel said, go and tell them not to have guards checking the prices. And he didn't listen, and he told them that he should have guards checking the prices. So who did he hold like? Obviously not like Shmuel. And he didn't like the Bryce that we had before either, because the Bryce before said you don't have policemen for the prices. So who did he hold like? He had the Amar Rami Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. That's where he heard it from. Mamidim Agardim Bein Lamidus Bein Lasharim Mipnei Haramoyin. So this opinion says that because of the even the trickers, so the Rashbam brings two Pirushim over here. One says that they sell that they buy cheap and sell buy low and sell high. I'm not quite sure why that's a Rami. That's normal what you do in business. You try to buy cheap and sell high. Mm-hmm. But then he has a Lishna Chrina which says that they sell high, and when you come in and the customer says, oh, that's very high price, and he claims that he gave you extra. Or yeah, so that because of that, and he didn't. So therefore you have to check the price as well. Don't just check that the weights are right, because you might be charging as if we said you might be charging as if the weights were even more, as if he'd added on extra. So he says that we can't trust anybody, and therefore we have to check that the prices are fair as well. Tana Rabbanan and Abraisa, Hayu Mevakesh Shemen a litra. If a guy wants to buy a litra of meat, let's say, is Shreikol a litra? So he weighs out for him a litra. I mean, obviously he does, that's what he wants to buy. But it means that the measurement, he has to have a measure, so we put the scales, that weighs a litra.
Accurate, yeah.
Yeah, but not just accurate, but he can't say, oh, you know, I've got 16 of these, and that adds up to a litre. He's going to have a thing that's a litre.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a standard measurement that people are going to see, that's a litre, and they wouldn't think, oh, I don't know how much that one is, yeah? Similarly, chatzi litre, shekel le chatzi litre. If it's a half, it's a half. Revia litre, shekel le revia litre. Fredi gomer amai kamashmo, what's the chiddush of that? Of course, if he asks for a pound, you give him a pound. What are you telling me? The masakin and miskali ad hachi. That's the size of standard measures that he has to have available, but not smaller than that, because once it gets smaller than that, people can't tell if you're cheating them or not. People can see, if you say that's a 1 liter weight, or 1 liter a weight, most people will look at it and they'll go, yeah, I know, that's 1 liter. But once you start mucking around with marbles, people wouldn't be able to tell, and it'll be easy for cheats to rip people off, so therefore it's not business practice to use smaller than, what did you say, half a quarter of a litre. That's the smallest measurement. Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Mevakesh Shemen, Shloisha Riva Litre. What if he wants to get 3/4? Ah, here's a trick for young players. How are you going to get 3/4 of a litre? Is Lo Yom Alei Shkel Di Shloisha Riva Litre Achas Achas. He cannot say, weigh out 3/4. It means 1/4, 1/4, 1/4 to get to the 3/4. Ella Shkel litra, he weighs out a whole litra, umaniach revia litra ima basar. Because if you do 3 separate weighings of a quarter each, for each time you weigh, you have to add on a little bit just to make sure. So he's going to get all these extra bits. It's not fair to the seller. Yeah. So what should he do? You take a stone that's 1 litra. The guy only asked for 3/4, so you take your other standard measure, which is a quarter, put it on the other side of the scale. So you got 1 liter on one side of the scale, quarter of a liter on the other side of the scale, and then you put meat with the 1/4 one to add up to weigh them out. So that way you know you're getting 3/4 of a liter of meat. And nobody's getting ripped off over here. Tana Rabbanan, Hayavaki Shemenu Eser Litrin. If the guy wants 10 litres, lo yemele shkeli achasachas achrei, he can't say, give me each one at a time, and then he's got 10 hachras to do, 10 extra bits. Ela shekel kulam achasachas, v'nesin achrei kulam. But he put them all together, put 10 stones on one side and 10 pounds of meat on the other side, and then there's only one adjustment for the whole lot. So otherwise, it's not fair for the moicher. Tana rabbanon. I don't understand the following price, so I'll read it to you. If you understand it, you'll explain it to me. Nefesh maznayim pluya ba'avir. When you hang scale, they used to hang the scales from the ceiling. This was the standard practice.
You know, you've got two sorts of scale, one hanging and one
with a pole. That yeah, you hang pole on. Yeah. So these were hanging. So if you have a hanging scales ba'avir, pluya ba'avir, hanging in the air. Gimel tvachim, it has to be at least 3 tvachim down from the ceiling, because otherwise, when one side goes down, the other side goes up, it's going to bang into the ceiling, and it's going to corrupt your measurement. It's not going to get a true measure. Similarly, gevayim and arushash tvachim, for the same reason, it has to be hanging so that it's at least 3 tvachim off the ground, because otherwise, when one side weighs down, it'll bang into the ground, and then your weights are going to be all corrupted. Then you have the kana and the masna shalah, which is the stick and the string.
One's the beam,
and the other one is like the string.
The ropes.
The ropes that it hangs on is shneim asar tvachim. It hangs down 12 tvachim. So that's the way that you get the correct measurements. Because if you make it too short, then the scale becomes inaccurate. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so the ropes, the bin with the ropes together has to add up to 12 tvachim, because that will make it accurate. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be corrupted somehow.
Not like the modern scales, no matter how much they hang, there's the clock's looking thing, you know.
Yeah, but, well, now it's all electronic anyway, so.
This one's the 12 tvachim, the Connor?
No, it's the ropes.
No,
the Connor's four. He says the Connor's four. The Rashbam explains the Connor is 4 tvachim. And each rope is 4 tvachim. So altogether it's 12.
I guess that's
what he's saying. Okay, so that is a standard one for, like, the butcher. Mm-hmm. Then he says, v'shal tzamorim, v'shal zagogim. If what you're selling is lighter, like wool and glass, t'luya ba'avish, shnei tvachim, because it's not so heavy, doesn't need as much room to maneuver. So therefore, you only need 2 tvachim off the ceiling. Gvayim in orish, 2 tvachim. Only 2 tvachim off the ground. Rekano master shalot test tvachim, which is going to be, I guess, 3, 3, and 3. Yeah, the cross beam and the ropes will be 3, 3, and 3. V'shalchem v'ni v'shal balabais. If you're just a retailer, so you weigh things that are even smaller, is tluya ba'avir tefach. It only needs a tefach of space between before the ceiling and gvayim in orish tefach. 1 tefach off the ground. Rekano master shalot shisha tvachim, which will be 2, 2, and 2, cross and 2 down. Vishal Turtani, the Turtani, remind me what that is. Turtani is gold and silver.
Yeah.
When you, because you weigh out, because you don't, when you're going to go and buy some gold, usually you don't buy it the same weight as meat, unless you're really, really rich. Right? So when you buy pounds and pounds of meat, you don't buy pounds and pounds of gold and go into the shop and just give me, you know, several pounds of gold. So you're measuring it, and you need it's very sort of smaller quantities, and therefore the whole scale is scaled down, pardon the pun. So it only needs, therefore, 3 fingers width hanging down from the ceiling, and only 3 finger widths coming up from the ground. Any idea? Tana says, I don't know how. He gave up. I don't know how long and how the rope should be. Whatever. Okay, fine. Unless the Tana can say that too. I don't know. He doesn't know either. Okay, now the Gemara asks, so you went through all these different things. If it's wool and glass, it's this. If it's shopkeepers and a balabais, it's that. If it's gold and silver, it's that. V'elahav kamaisa demai. What was the first one? The first one you said, stam. You said your basic scale is 3 tvachim off the ground and 3 tvachim off the ceiling and 12 tvachim of ropes. Yeah, but what are you talking about? You've given us all these other individual ones for different materials. So what's the first one actually talking about? Demai, what's it talking about? It's Amar of Papa, the Yagrumi. Yagrumi, the Rashbam says, is copper or metal smiths who have very big pieces, and it's like 100 litres at once. So you go and buy a lump of copper. They use it for making railroad tracks, don't they? Copper, it's very... And then they're gone off and go and steal it off the tracks. So you weigh, but you weigh it out in big measure. It's big, heavy metals weighed out in big measure. Okay, that's all very nice. I'm on a money by Patish. Kedavach she'amar l'inan isurim. Just like they said that these are the measurements required in order to make sure it weighs properly. Yeah? So regarding the isur of stealing, that's what I mean by isurim. Yeah? They said it has to be in this measurements, otherwise you're going to have an inaccurate measurement. Kach amru l'inan tumasam. So similarly, if the keli, which is the scale, to be makabel tuma, yeah, so a keli is makabel tuma if it's not broken, if it's a working keli. So the shiurim of how what's considered a proper keli is also in these measurements, in these proportions. What's Rav Mani Bar Patish adding to our knowledge? Tanina, we have a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says chut maznayim shochemani vishol balabatim. Is tefach. That means hanging down a tefach. So we said at the Brisa hanging down a tefach and a tefach off the ground. So he says, so the implication of the Mishnah in Kalim is also tefach, which we understand to mean that it's made so that it hangs one tefach off the ceiling and at least one tefach off the ground. And that's the Kalim. So it's a Fusha Mishnah that it's the same thing for Hilchas Kalim, for Hilchas Tumah. So why does Rav Mani have to add it? And for the Gemara, Kano Masashlot Strichle Leitnan. The Mishnah Kalim doesn't mention how far is the crossbeam with the ropes. The Mishnah only talks about how far it hangs down and how far off the ground. So therefore, Rav Mani is saying, even though the Mishnah didn't mention it, it's the same rules as what we're mentioning over here regarding cheating. Okay. Well, Adscroll hasn't caught up to... Oh, he's got an Adscroll. What? Yeah, I was going to say Adscroll hasn't caught up to this stuff yet.
It's gone.
Oh, some phantom Daf Yomi learner has stolen the article. Okay, next one. 6-5 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanon, the rabbis learned. En oisim mishkalos. When you want to now, what should you make your weights out of? Yeah, we talked about weighing different things, but what about the weights themselves? You don't make weights loishal bats, which is bedil, which is iron, right? Help me out. Bedil is iron. Moshe, bedil is iron. One of these metals.
Tin,
sorry. Don't make them out of tin, because they could get too... They can get out of shape, out of weight. You whack it and it loses a bit. Veloshal avor, not lead. Pretty sure avor is lead. Veloshal gisteroin, which is some kind of an alloy, according to the Rashbam, which is different metals mixed together. Veloshal shar minimatkes, and actually, no metals. Could have said that right in the beginning. What should the weight be made out of? Rock. Jerusalem stone. Vishalschuchis or glass. Because those things do not corrupt over time and lose a bit of their weight. Tana Rabbanon, Enos and Hamachak shall delas. When you make the machak is the thing that you're smoothing it out with. So you buy a cup of sugar, and we said if the custom is that it's flat, you can't heap it. So you flatten it out with like an iron sort of thing to flatten it out, yeah? So he says, you cannot use it made out of pumpkin stick. Mipnesha hukal. Pumpkin stick? Yeah, okay, pumpkin stick. Mipnesha hukal, because it's too light, and it won't push down enough. And you'll end up leaving too much in there. Veloshal matechas, you can't make it out of metal. Mipnesha humachbid, because it's too heavy, it's going to push down too much. Avoleseya shal zayas, vishal egos, shal shikma, vishal eshperoya, the different gears over here. But you should make it out of olive wood, the wood of an olive tree, and of a walnut tree, and a sycamore, and a eshkaroya, which is a bush bull in French. Anybody know what that is?
Nope. No. Boxwood.
Boxwood. Okay, I don't know. I still don't know what that is. But all right, so that's what it is, because they are nice average weights. Tanara bonon, enesin esamachet tzidei echad ov et tzidei echad okotzer. You can't make a two-headed smoothener where one end is narrow and one end is thick.
Triangular, in other words.
Yeah, one end is narrow, one end is thick, because you'll cheat. You'll measure when you're buying. You'll make it. You'll use a triangular end and get more. And when you're selling, you'll use the other one, and it's not fair. La'yimchag basachas, don't do it in one fell swoop. Shehamoychag basachas, If you do it in one shot, it's going to push down more, and therefore the buyer loses out. It's good for, sorry, the seller loses out. It's good for the buyer. Don't do it in two small pets. Because you'll get off more, and it won't be good for the buyer. It'll be good for the seller. I'll call on Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai with all of these little tricks and tricks of the trade. If you want to be a crook, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says, "Oyliyim oymer, oyliyim lo oymer." You're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was the one who invented that expression. Whatever I say, whatever I teach the students about this, it's not going to come. It's not going to end well. Why? Because im oymer, if I tell people not to have their measurements like this, then Shema Yilmadu Haramoin. Then the crooks will work out, aha, now I know how to cheat. Because I'll do whatever Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said I shouldn't do. That's what I'll do, and I know I'm going to make a profit on it. But if I don't say anything, Shema Yemu Haramoin Enter Ben Chacham Bekir Masyadenu. The crooks will think that we don't understand what they're up to. So what do? I don't know whether I should publicize it or not publicize it. You know? Is the boy Lahu? So that's what he said, but he didn't actually say what he did. So the Gemara asked, "Amar Alayam." So what was his conclusion? Did he tell people? Did he give it out? Or did he give it out? It's Amar Shulman Rav Yitzchak Amara. He did. He decided. You know what? I'm going to tell people. People should know what's honest. And if the crooks are going to be crooks, then nothing I can do about it. The high craw Amara, and he learned it from the pasuk. Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem. The ways of God are straight. Tzadikim Yechubam. The righteous will go in them, so they'll know how not to cheat. So the wicked will learn how to cheat, to do the opposite of what God says. But that's their responsibility, not mine. Do not do iniquities in judgment, with measurement and weight and misura, which is a liquid measure. Yeah, what does it refer to in detail? That means when you're measuring land, if you're surveying land, don't cheat. For example, so don't cheat straight out to give a person less than they're supposed to get. It's obvious. You don't need to say that. What is he saying? If you have a rope, how do they measure? They measure with a rope, which they had as a standard distance. But a rope in the summer and the winter, so there's two pirushim that Rashbam brings, either it's the rope itself which contracts in the heat.
Probably from liquid, maybe.
It contracts in the heat and expands in the cold. Yeah, so therefore it'll be the same rope will give you two different measures, and you're going to sell it to this one and buy it to that one. It's going to be unfair. And the other pirush is that the land itself somehow contracts and expands with the weather. So either way, it has to be equal, not one in the summer, one in the winter. But mishkal, what does it mean when it comes to weights? Shloyatni mishkalosa b'melach. Don't store your weights in salt, because it's going to corrode, and you'll end up... it's going to corrode? If it corrodes, you'll say it's a pound, when really it's less than a pound, so you'll cheat your customers. And b'mesura, what's the thing about liquid measure? Shlo yasiach, don't put froth on it. Yeah, when you sell a beer, don't make half the cup froth. The cover.
Actually, like Ramses Bamelach Shemachbirim adds to the weight. In other words, the salt sticks to the weight.
Is that what it is? I would have thought the salt corrodes it. Maybe it's Shemachbirim the other side. Kenzo. All right. See, I'm not an expert. Yeah, Tosfos says, Pirusha Kuntras is that it makes it heavier. Rabbeinu Tam says that's not what it means. Rabbeinu Tam says that the salt makes them lighter because it corrodes. Okay, so there's two opinions in the Mefarshim also what that means. So Mesura, don't make froth, the Kavachomer, and we learn a Kavachomer from the froth. Ma Mesura, Mesura is a small liquid measure, it's one cup of whatever, yeah? So Echad Mishloisha Meshisha Belug, it's only 1/36th of a lug. Hikpida Olav Torah, and the Torah was makbid that you shouldn't froth it, because even on such a small thing, that little tiny bit of froth that you put on the top of the small cup is a rip-off, so you're not allowed to do it. Kal v'chomer lehin, how much more so if you're doing a whole big measure, it's going to be even more froth, that it's a bigger cheat.
Perhaps it's a whole big deal with the froth on the beer.
So froth on the beer, yeah.
And they can resell it.
Yeah, but also if I buy a liter of beer, I don't want half of the thing to be taken up with froth. Yeah, and kal vachomer, how much more so lehin, when it's a larger measure like a hin or a chatzeh hin, half a hin, shlishis a hin, a third of a hin, revius a hin, a quarter of a hin, the lug or a lug, which is a lug is 1/12 of a hin, right? The chatzeh lug or half a lug or revius a lug, a chatzeh tumen v'ukla, all these different measurements which are bigger. If the Torah was makbid on the smallest amount of froth, not to treat people, how much more so when you got a bigger thing and you got more froth on it? And these are all measures that we mentioned this there. Amar Yehuda Marav, Asa La'adam Sheyashem Mid L'Chaseira Yisrael said basically, you're actually not allowed to have in your house a measuring thing that's corrupt and is incorrect, inaccurate. Even in your house, not to have it, just in case someone will come to use it. Even if you know and you're not going to use it, you're not allowed to have it in your house. V'afilu Avit Shomei Raglaim, even if you're using it for a bedpan, and you're saying, well, we're not going to measure out the wine in there, so therefore there's no danger. Even so, you're not allowed to have a bedpan that says on it 1 liter. Yeah, because you might end up using it somehow to measure out wine. Amar Rav Papa lo yamaron ella ba'astrid lechasimi. That is only applying in the place where they don't have a government stempel. Yeah, the government, you have to get a government approved hechsher halal from the thing to say that it's kosher mida. Al ba'astrid lechasimi, but in a case where it has to have a hechsher. But that's stamped on the thing that this is 1 liter. Well, and if there's no heksher on it, no one's going to use it anyhow, so that's okay. And even a place where it's not sealed, it's also only no good. Only, I forgot what that means. Give me a second. Only in a place. Yeah. Oh, when spot checks. So there's different kind of hechsher, as Yankel will tell you. There's the stamp on the bag, and then there's the nichnas v'yotze. So it has a mashkiach who comes in and out to check the measurements. So even then, you don't have to worry that someone's having an inaccurate one, because the government inspections are going to make sure that you're doing it correctly. So if there's government inspectors, it's also okay. V'lohi, but really, that's not true. That last bit. Because Zimnin Demikri Ben Ashmashos, it might happen that it's late in the day and the last person comes and he wants to do it quickly, or Mikri Vishoklan, he might forget that it's been corrupted and he'll use it, and therefore, even without the government inspector up your around, and therefore, you can't have it at all. Tanami Hachi, the Brisa says, La Yasha Adam Midak Chaser Yosef Besai, a person should not keep such a container in his house, Afilu Hi Avicho Meraglaim, even if it's a bedpan. Aval Oisa, who saw, what are the measurements that he should have? He should have measures that are fixed known measures, not to trick people by making one that's 1.1 and then no one knows what you're doing. So what are the fixed measures? A sa'a is a standard measure. Tirkav means two calves. Chatzi tirkav is half of two calves. And then a v'kav v'chetzi, sorry, v'kav or a kav. What's the difference? Chatzi tirkav, sorry, chatzi tirkav is 1.5. Sounds like half a tirkav, but it's 1.5. So you can have two kav, a two kav measure, and a 1.5 kav, the kav, and then one kav itself, a chatzi kav or half a kav, the rov and a quarter of a kav. All of these are standard measures. These are the ones you should use. You should not use like 7/8 of a thing, because that's easy to trick people. Similarly, a tumon and a chatzi tumon. These are even smaller ones. Top of the page, and an ukla. What is an ukla? Kamehi ukla echad mechamisha berevia. It's 1/5 of a quarter, which probably makes it a 20th. So that's for a dry measure of minas halach. What about a liquid measure? Who is a hin? So the biggest one is a hin, and then you have chatzi hin, half a hin, shlishis a hin, a third of a hin, revius a hin is a quarter of a hin, the loig, which is a 1/12 of a hin, the chatzi loig, and a revius. When we always talk about a revius, it means a quarter of a loig, a shminis and an 1/8 of a loig, the echad mishmona bishminis, and 1/64. of a hin, which is an 1/8 of a shminis. Zahu kartoiv, and that is known as a kartoiv, which is mentioned many times in the Mishnah, a measurement called a kartoiv. Okay, so the Gemara says just on all this, we're going to stop over here for a while, even though it's in the middle because...